Items, before we even begin our consent agenda, though, let me just say, one of the items I know on the consent agenda is the Hillsborough Road and James Street intersection improvements or safety improvements. And I recognize there are a number, I see there are a number of people in the audience who have a special interest in that topic. So I don't know whether y'all were hoping to speak on that item. I don't have anybody signed up right now, but.
And we don't have any decision before us tonight on that. It's just a report, an update.
Yeah, I'd like to just pull the item and briefly speak to the memo we got tonight.
Okay, so let's consider the agenda item, the consent agenda without that item so that we can have just a brief discussion after the consent agenda about the Hillsborough and James Street intersection. Mr. Manager?
Okay, thank you, Mayor and members of the board. You do have three other items on your consent agenda, the minutes from September 18th and September the 25th, also a report for the Jordan Lake Stormwater Rules, the Nutrient Offset Program, and finally a resolution approving the records retention and disposition schedule per the state of North Carolina. Mr. Mayor.
Move items 1, 3, and 4.
Second.
All right. Items 1, 3, and 4 have been moved and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, matter passed unanimously. Lydia, did you have a specific question you wanted to ask about item C2?
I just want to say item C2, which was an update on safety improvements at the intersection of Hillsborough Road and James Street. I know that members of the community have contacted us by emails asking questions about how, if it's possible, sooner than later, we can get some kind of traffic calming measures put in place. And I don't know if, I know, Trish, you provided us with a, Trish and I guess, and Christina provided us with a memo answering some of those questions. I don't know if one of you would maybe just briefly summarize some of the questions about specifically traffic calming and how, if that can happen sooner than later. Okay, or Jeff, fine. Yeah. Oh, no, I'm sorry. I see. CC from Jeff, yes.
Thank you. That's what I was going to ask. Thank you.
Thanks. Since August of 2011, when this first issue was first brought to the attention of the board and staff by a member of the neighborhood, staff have been communicating with neighbors regarding their concerns with pedestrian safety at the crosswalk. And since then, a number of different actions have taken place. Of course, there have been two temporary traffic calming measures that reflect the recommendation in the now approved Safe Routes to School Action Plan for improving safety at the intersection. And there's been further communication as we are still underway with our second trial traffic calming measure about further measures that can be taken. NCDOT in August of this past August updated the crosswalk markings to be high visibility. That was a town staff request. And town staff have also requested that NCDOT install new signage, which is this sign right here. You see it at most crosswalks at the intersection. I'll get to that a little bit later. I'm going to go quickly through this, though. Subsequently, there was a question as to whether signage or traffic calming within Hillsborough Road, as Lydia pointed out, could be pursued. And of course, since it's a state-maintained road, any measure would need NCDOT approval. NCDOT, from my past experience, is unlikely to approve of some types of traffic calming measures on arterial roadways. There is a general statute that now allows them to install traffic calming measures on subdivision roads, which are generally in rural areas that, that the state still maintains. There may be other traffic calming measures that would be more viable to be approved. Any traffic calming measure might affect the lane configuration. For instance, if you were to put a pedestrian refuge island at the crosswalk, that might kind of split the lanes out a little bit more, and then you have to kind of think about what the impact would be on the bike lanes that exist. There's also been communication from neighbors about potentially installing a in-street yield to pedestrian sign, which is present at crosswalks in the downtown area, Weaver, Greensboro, Main Streets. And town staff have considered that. It's a little bit different environment out there. The 85th percentile speeds in the downtown area are more like 20 to 30 miles an hour, and out here they are 40 to 45. So we want to make sure that you don't install something that then gets ignored by motorists. At the same time, I think that there's a potential for a trial run with one of these signs, subject to, you know, Public Works' opinion as well, to test how well they work, how well they increase compliance, yielding compliance at the crosswalk, and to make sure they don't get knocked down all the time.
Jeff, before you leave that slide, on our memo, it doesn't indicate that necessarily needs DOT approval, but up there you say that it needs DOT approval?
It would need DOT approval. We've been successful in getting NCDOT approval for such a sign at the Shelton and Greensboro crosswalk.
If the board wanted you to pursue that, in your experience, how quickly do they give approval?
That's hard to say.
Okay.
That's a diplomatic answer.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Let's see. I already talked about this crosswalk sign a little bit. Typically, it's combined with the arrow plaque pointing down at the crosswalk, and sometimes, oftentimes, it is, instead of yellow, it's a fluorescent green color. And we think this would be a priority, and we've asked, just today I emailed NCDOT for an update on whether they plan to install these signs. In terms of advance warning signs, there already is an advance warning sign and beacon north of Parkview Avenue for southbound motorists. And that's the downhill section, so that's the section where cars are going a little bit faster than the northbound section. There's also less visibility, less sight distance in the southbound direction. And another option that has been used recently in Chapel Hill that increases the visibility even more of the crosswalk is this edge lit W112 or edge lit crosswalk sign that has LED lights literally on the border, and it's controlled by it's solar powered, so there's no need to trench the roadway to connect to a power source, and I believe it has some type of timing mechanism so that the lights might not be on 24/7, but I have to check that to make sure. Town of Chapel Hill staff said that the cost for each sign was $2,300.
Jeff, with regard to those signs, is that a DOT determination of whether, like, if there's already a sign there, and if we say we want to pay for it to be lit, or I don't know if they pay for it to be lit or if we do, is it pro forma that those signs could be replaced, or do you know?
I don't know. Since this is such a new technology, mm-hmm. I think that might be a case-by-case basis. If you recall, we've tried in the past to get approval for two rectangular rapid flashing beacons. I think there's an image of that in the mm-hmm. abstract, which are just the flashing lights underneath the crosswalk, and that has not been approved. So I think in this case too, I couldn't tell for sure whether they would approve it.
Right. I mean, anecdotally, just to the board, I don't know about, I'm not saying this for Hillsborough, but I know along Greensboro, I think a couple of those crosswalks that are in the bend right before you get to Harris Teeter, when you're making the bend, that might be something worth pursuing. Go ahead.
And then another few notes we have tentatively we have received news that tentatively NCDOT has been able to find funding for the permanent installation of the curb extension and traffic calming measure that we've requested. I want to stress that it's tentative and it will be reviewed by the Board of Transportation, the statewide Board of Transportation, in November. So working with Mike Mills, the division engineer, and Don McPherson, the division traffic engineer, and others, I wanted to note that they have looked into this funding request and they have tentatively stated that they have found funding for it. So we'll be able to follow up with them and present more information to the board as needed on that. The conceptual sketch of the traffic calming does include a small rain garden that that would be installed adjacent to the curb extension and provide stormwater management. And we don't know yet if that would be included in the funding request, but Randy Dodd and I have been communicating with the NC State Extension staff members who have been working with Randy on some of the stormwater management and water quality projects that the Planning Department has ongoing, and they have stated that a rain garden would be feasible. It would be a location for a small rain garden, so we wanted to put that out there and say that may be able to be included in the project, but we're not certain.
All right.
Thanks, John.
Thank you, John. Folks, would you be interested in entertaining a motion to ask staff to investigate an in-street yield sign of NCDOT?
Yes, with the edge lit solar.
Well, I'm speaking right now just specifically to an in-street yield sign in the middle of the street. Asking them to investigate and see if NCDOT will approve that, and then that way. Then it could, and actually, then we would, I guess, as it says here in the memo, study the effects on how that works, I guess, before something more permanent.
I'll second that.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and vote. There's a couple other possibilities, but let's go ahead and vote on just that.
Okay.
It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, matter passed unanimously. Randy, did you want to?
Yeah, I'm very interested in the possibility of the solar edge lit, especially in that spot, because I think that.
I'll second that.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, I guess I just have one question or thought, which is oftentimes it's important to early on in our relationship with the Department of Transportation to establish a kind of precedent about the question of the costs of various things. So I feel like protecting pedestrians who are trying to cross our state highways is not merely the responsibility of local governments, but is really the responsibility ultimately of our state government. And so I would like to just throw into that mix that I believe our town staff ought to aggressively pursue the notion that the state ought to pay. You know, I forget, when we do various highway improvements, I think we pay a certain small percentage and they pay 80-90%. But I, you know, from my perspective, this ought to fall into that category too, where some local match might be a reasonable proposal, but that the great majority of the funding really ought to come from the state.
I think that was implicit in both motions.
Okay. All right, it's been moved and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, matter passed unanimously. All right. I I think that concludes that item.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thanks, Jeff.